Hello, Dog Days listener. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another episode in the Dog Days of Podcasting. It is day 22, Friday, TGIF. Find out more at TGIF. No, dogdaysofpodcasting.com. That's it. Find out more about that, where a whole bunch of us are making podcasts this month. And I encourage you to subscribe to the mega feed over at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There we go. I'm doing requests this month from you, the listeners. ctomasi.link/ddop25 is where you can go to make a request or rate a previous performance. Love to hear from you. Well, started out early with a walk. I went for a walk. Oh, it felt so good. Sort of. It was about 90 degrees and a little bit humid because we had some rain last night. But it was the first walk I've had since Sunday, because training Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you start at 6 a.m., there's really no time to get a walk and get cleaned up and do training prep. So for 4 days, had to put the walking aside, but felt good to be out. Saw a little corgi, one of my friends, Marley. He's always excited. I went up on the trail on the hill, and as I came down into the street, I look about two blocks down, and there's Matt. No. Yeah, Matt and Marley. Marley's the dog. Matt's the owner. And they're just standing there, and I'm getting closer and standing there. And I get up there and I said, "Good morning, Marley." And he's jumping all around excited because I carry treats. And Matt said, he spotted you like a mile off. So we just had to wait. I was like, "Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, but nice time." I enjoyed it. Put a smile on my face. Got my day off to a good start. 7 a.m. had a conference call with Laszlo, one of the guys who is doing the position I was in. And Christy, also one of the gals doing the position I was in, senior developer advocate. They were asking about a game, Jeopardy game, that I had made on ServiceNow back in 2018. And it's been used periodically. The training department used it for kind of like closing quizzes. And I used it yesterday, so I know that it still works. They had some question. They wanted to talk about the buttons, the game buttons that I had made for Family Feud, because I wanted actual physical buttons, whereas Jeopardy was using something different. We didn't have the buttons in 2018. They didn't come along until 2023, but you could put the two together. I made it modular so that they would work. It doesn't interact with the game itself, but they were looking at doing that. So nice to see some of my work living on, and we'll see what they do. I sent them all the plans for the game buttons, the 3D files, it had pretty much everything for Family Feud, but it had the wiring diagrams, it had the PCB schematics and Gerber files so you could make another PCB, a bill of materials of the things you need to order. It was everything I could think of when I archived the project a couple years ago. So happy to see that, happy to pass it on. My goal was to make that kind of an open source thing and put all those files on GitHub, but I never got to it. Now that I'm retired, maybe I should. Or I want to see what they come up with. Because Christy was saying, instead of an Arduino Nano, what if we used a Pi Zero W and we could have built-in Wi-Fi and. I said, you're welcome to try. I never really cared for configuring microcontrollers for Wi-Fi. So I had a Raspberry Pi do the hard work job. That's why I said it was modular. The button job was to say, who pressed the first button or who pressed their button first? And then it would send a payload out the USB port, and then the Pi would pick it up and send it to the game. It was easier to configure the endpoints and the credentials and blah, blah, blah. Okay, enough techno babble. I did get my network access point replaced this morning. Went pretty slick, pretty seamless. I will talk more about that on the Technorama Patreon show with Craig. So, Craig, we have a topic. Just to say, it went well. It went well. No real outage other than had to cycle power a couple times, and that was that. We are getting some photos from Lisa in England, so they are having a good time walking around, seeing some sights from different movies. They took a walking tour. I want to say Bath. I should have checked with Don before I recorded this. But I think they're currently still in Bath, and they'll make their way over to Lithuania soon. The topic is Trek scripts are ready. We have a script reading we're going to do at Dragon Con again for our panel. We'll need some audience volunteers. We are doing an episode of Star Trek Next Generation, The Offspring, where Data creates a child and we get Lal. If you know that story, cool. We've got a bit of a twist on it. I'm not going to reveal, but in our style, we've desecrated it. It was a lot of fun. I went through, took the script, made a first pass, and then Clinton went along and cleaned it up and made it a little bit shorter too. So we only have so much time to do this, and it takes longer when we have, I'll say, lay people reading scripts. It just seems to take a little longer, but we're trying to keep it short and tight and still fit in some other things to the show. I started printing those scripts. I got them all color-coded for, like, if you're Picard, you're red. If you're Guinan, you're blue. If you're the narrator, you're yellow, that kind of thing, to get all the labels so people just have to look for the colors. And I started printing them and ran out of paper. I can't find the stapler either. So I got like two copies and more paper coming tomorrow. Isn't that just the way? Also booked my hotel. I'm heading out to San Diego in November for the ServiceNow homebrew competition. They've had this at least for 10 years. I want to say maybe we're going on 15, but I've never been able to attend. I've always had something come up or, you know, busy with other engagements, that kind of thing. This year, I'll get to go. Originally, it was going to be in October, but then there was a conflict that I had with a commitment I had made previously. It was going to be on the 16th, and I have a virtual webinar to do on the 17th. I talked a little bit about that yesterday. Then, for some reason, I got a notification. They moved it. It wasn't me. I'm sure it wasn't me. They moved it to November, and I said, I am clear. In fact, Donna's going on a trip with one of her friends, so I am very clear. So I will be there. We'll see some friends. We'll see some coworkers. Maybe have a little brew. Stay a couple nights. See what happens. It's going to be a fun time. So I got that all booked up. I am ready to go. I'm ready to go to Dragon Con like right now. I really want to go. So with that, I bring you our song of the day. It is, I believe this is another one from Star Trek Mom. Another Saturday Night by Sam Cooke. Let's find out if I'm right. Sam Cooke, another Saturday. Oh, Miss Melis, I'm sorry. Miss Melis requested this one. Here we go. Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. How I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me he had a sister look just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. How I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. Listen to me. It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me some honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's now the Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Everybody sing. Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. All right, that wraps it up for today. I am just going to say we've got to get out of here. We have a live podcast to go to tonight. There seem to be a lot of these going on. We're going to Hidden Brain down in Mesa. Hidden Brain podcast. I've been listening to that for a couple of years. Good stuff. Good insights about how we behave as humans, how we think, how we interact, ways we can improve. So looking forward to seeing that. I heard they were coming to town, so I said, hey, let's go check it out. Another podcast that I listened to, Dr. Carl on Triple J down in Australia, had a show in Sydney. We didn't go to that one. But a lot of these podcasts seem to be doing live performances, and I think, we were doing that for the last 20 years. But we weren't making any money at it. We're not going to charge any admission to our Dragon Con panels, obviously, but Craig, maybe we should think about a road show. We might just get three people. We'd have to go to where we know the people are. So I'll let you know how that turned out tomorrow. And I've also got a video, edit videos tomorrow. Clinton got me his, and I am ready to start chopping and editing and putting these things together for our intro for our Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends live panel. We've been starting out with some videos, some segments, some fun intros, and this year is going to be no different. We are celebrating 20 years of podcasting for both our shows, as well as the podcast / digital media track panel at DragonCon. That's it. I'm out of here. Everybody, take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.